This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
This is Chris Witz. Well, once upon a time in the kingdom of far, far away, there was an ogre, and he fought a fire-breathing dragon to rescue a princess from the castle tower. There she was, waiting for her Prince Charming. Does that ring a bell? Well, the two fell in love, they married, and lived happily ever after. Well, not exactly, not quite. So if you've ever worked out what happens after the fairy tale ends, well, the film Shrek 2 has one answer. As you've probably seen it, and have seen Shrek 1, Shrek 2, and the answer, of course, the in-laws. No sooner did our green-hued hero Shrek and his new bride, Princess Fiona, arrive back at their home after a romantic honeymoon, and then they receive an invitation from the king and the queen, and it's time for Shrek to meet the parents. But there's a problem. Fiona's parents are expecting her to have been rescued by a dashing Prince Charming, not an ogre. Isn't it true that first impressions count, and their majesties are not amused with Fiona's choice? Never mind a prince, they would have settled for a count, anyone but this monster. And they're heartbroken that the spell that turned their beautiful daughter into an ogress remains unbroken. Well, the story goes on about the king, he's irate, and in his opinion, the marriage has been a monstrous mistake. After all, the king had big plans for Fiona, having promised her hand to Prince Charming, son of the evil fairy godmother. So what does he do? The king hires a hitman to do away with Shrek. But Shrek has plans of his own. He steals a happily ever after potion from the fairy godmother's factory, and the potion promises beauty divine and turns Shrek into a handsome young man and Princess Fiona back into the beautiful woman. Well, if they kiss before midnight, the transformation will be permanent. But can they really outwit the conniving fairy godmother, who threatens to thwart true love with a trick or two of her own? Certainly a big film. Lots of kids and adults have gone to see the film about Shrek. It's quite an enjoyable film. But you know, as I think about this, in the real world where we live today, the pursuit of divine beauty, well, that's well and truly on. Because there are lots of newspaper articles, magazines will tell you all about how to be a new and happier you. There are potions and makeovers, all promising one thing, that you will be better. And if you kind of believe that if you only had the right clothes or the right shaped nose or hair or something like that, that you live happily ever after. But of course, we're thinking a bit more seriously about that today. There's one thing of looking at things. Well, there's different ways of looking at things, but God sees things differently. That's what I'm saying, that whether looking at an ogre or a monster or a Prince Charming, God sees through to the real person. Because it's God who recognizes what's on the inside, and that has greater value than what's on the outside. And here's what the Bible says. It's a great verse from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 3. It says, "Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as braided hair and the wearing of gold jewellery, fine clothes. Instead, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight." 1 Peter 3, verse 3 and 4. So what that means is that God wants to cultivate in us some pearls: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. But he doesn't force this on us. He doesn't trick us. He just simply offers us a new life that's modeled from the inside out. He lets us make that decision. So I wonder if we would be prepared to give ourselves to God. And he promises that whatever we face in life, that God is with us. And that when we die, we'll live happily with him. And I think that's a great story. Well, Father God, your message has always been not to fear. You've promised, Lord, that you will look after us. And we are called to a special togetherness as one of your children. So, Lord, we thank you, and thank you for the fact that you see into our hearts. You see the real us. And we want to offer this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.